This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are well into the 21st century, my friends. There are a lot of good things happening, a lot of bad things happening. Coming up, Dr. Nick Magus is going to join us, and we're going to look at hospitals across the world are now letting AI computers decide who lives and who dies so the doctors and nurses don't feel bad about the insurance companies and governments programming who dies. So you put the responsibility on a computer, and people find it's easier to then kill people. And, of course, Hitler was obsessed with IBM and Thomas Watson and gave him the highest award in Nazi Germany. And it's IBM is the main system starting out 8 years ago in the VAs that says, oh, you got an operable cancer? Computer says, we're not going to give you the surgery. Go die. But the computer knows to send you to appointment after appointment and never even tells you what you've been diagnosed with. It's all programmed with delicious precision. Here it is. The London Guardian, though, tells you about it. It's going to save the National Health Service. That the UK pedophile government will now be in control fully. Not the doctors, but oh, the AI. You mean who programs the AI? Perhaps Cobra Commander. London hospitals should replace doctors and nurses with AI for some task. So they're introducing us. Of course, you think of the real Terminators as like looking like humans and going, ta-dun, 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 ta-dun. You know, killing humans. Oh, no. It'll be a nice nurse and doctor coming in and saying, all right, you're going to go home now. You might feel a little dizzy in a few months, might lose some vision. We'll supply with hospice. What do I have, doctor? What's wrong with me? That's the computer made the decision. Thank you. Bye-bye. We're not allowed to know what the scan said. The computer looked at it. You got a big old giant fat brain tumor. One of your eyes didn't even point in the right direction. You'll be dead in a couple months. Your brain tumor is 97% operable, but the machine is going to kill you because it's liberal. Oh, it's so good. And all the liberals think they're going to get all these big free goodies are coming. And what you're going to get is what the National Health Service, I told you, just like Cuba or Venezuela. Oh, one leg's 4 inches shorter than the other, sweetheart? We're not going to go in for a surgery that costs about $5,000 in the U.S. and most places would just donate to you. You know, they have charities that pay for it for an extension in your femur. We're going to cut your leg off. We're liberals, 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 we're liberals. As long as you don't get liberal. It's all just sick mental illness, sick filth, sick pedophiles, sick garbage. IBM, literal Nazi murder machine, will now kill you, and you will love it. What do I got to do to get your attention and explain this? I've been telling you this for 23 years. In fact, we got to go back and find my show from 20 years ago and air it. It's like prophecy. But it's not. They wrote books. They wrote Brave New World, and they said everything they were going to do to you and your family. I remember 20 years ago, they got rid of the Hippocratic Oath of Hippocrates. I'll do a report on that. But don't worry, the little liberal controllers at YouTube and Facebook go, oh, Alex put a video up about eugenics. Oh, we're liberal. We're wearing different color socks. And, you know, it'll be some trendy guy. Oh, Alex is hateful. Block his video. Who cares about those veterans anyways? Good, they're killers. Get rid of them. Cut their health care off. I know I'm going to get mine. I'm going to have a good social score in the system. No, you're not. You're the first people they're going to get rid of. Why do you think they jacked in New York over 100,000 people, most of them gay men with live HIV, to start to spread? They're going to kill you so good, you don't ever know what's going to hit you. Oh, you got raped by a priest? The Pope says it's okay to be gay. He's saying, you're homophobic if you don't want an old pot-bellied man to bend you over when you're 5 years old and rape the hell out of you. It's liberal. Yeah. And all of you are going to get the death you want. You're all going to get euthanized. You'll be so brain damaged and satanic when you die, you'll love it. And you'll go directly into Satan's arms. You will descend directly into the dimension of hell. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Why has Elon Musk over and over again warned you that AI is going to kill you? Why has he said that AI is already killing you? And he warns you to look at it when he's a multi-billionaire globalist, let's say inside the globalist system, but a good guy overall, probably. He has a conscience because he's gone to the same meetings that Bill Joy's gone to and talked about, where they've made the decision to euthanize you, to cut off resources, dumb you down, you psych warfare to where you accept your servitude and your extermination. That's pretty heavy. But that's everything I put in Endgame that came out 11 years ago. Elon Musk is now saying it. The film's free online. You might want to go watch Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Major professors in Slate magazine are calling for that film and others by name to be removed. He calls it a Nazi movie. The film exposes the Nazis and Cold Springs Harbor and IBM. So how are they going to get around to that? Well, I remember learning 8 years ago, 2 years into Obama's administration, that there were death lists at the VA and that a computer would say who got a surgery, who got anything. And it takes it out of the hands of humans. You say, oh, a computer can't make a mistake. It's a god. It's up there. It makes the decision. Who programs the computer? And what is the computer's name at the hospitals where this has been adopted? It's called Thomas, after Thomas Watson. And I keep going over this because we're already under AI control. And who's programming the AI? And there's just ads all over TV. Trust AI. Let it run things. It knows what to do. But AI is like a gun. It's a tool that can be programmed a certain way. It can do good. It can do bad. The hospitals have tried to get rid of the Hippocratic Oath. They tried to bring in their bioethics boards, but still they have lawsuits. They have problems. People have ethical issues about killing folks that shouldn't be turned off and all the rest of it, and not giving people eye surgery they need or not giving people leg surgery they need. Telling little girls in the National Health Service, we can straighten out your leg for $5,000, 3,000 pounds, but we're not going to do it because the AI said you don't get it. We're going to the AI, the computer says, chop your leg off. Do you see how the decision process is being removed? Pretty soon they say cop cars are going to have cameras on the cops and everything, and AI in the ear of the cop is going to tell them procedure to follow and tell them, you're not doing right. I'm reporting you. You're out of Section 783 filing for what you've done. That is one demerit, officer, such and such. But if you perfectly follow what the robot says, Sergeant Johnson, Sergeant Sanchez, you have a perfect score this quarter. You will be given 5,000 bonus credits. And that's the system. So they're already taking humans out of it. And here it is, just like, oh, no big deal. You know, it's the London Guardian. Oh, London hospitals replace doctors and nurses with AI. That, no big deal. And, oh, they're just going to make the decisions. It's just some tasks like, you know, deciding if you're going to get cancer treatment. But don't worry, it's game-changing benefits. Oh, yay, it's here. Like the self-driving car is killing everybody. And just like calculators made it where nobody could do math anymore and children can't even write anymore English language. Oh, they got emojis, though. Happy, sad, skull, rainbow, kitty cat, unicorn. White face, black face, green face. Police car, telephone, computer. We have emojis now. You can see how this is going. It's going quite well, isn't it? All right, I'm done ranting about that. I've got some big news I want to hit here. And also want to take a few of your phone calls. We got Nick Begich coming up, but I want to get a few of your phone calls. Just your quick approximation of the indictments that are forthcoming against the deep state players for their criminal spying on the Trump campaign, bigger than Watergate by an order of magnitude, blown wide open. The third mole exposed inside the White House exclusively at Infowars.com. If you want to go find out about the third mole, Caputo said there's a second mole. We have the third mole named for you on Infowars.com. It's a pretty big deal. I want to go read about that for yourself at Infowars.com. And then we've got all of this other insane news that we're going to hit. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. But who even needs a number? Just have a chip in your brain like they're announcing they're going to put the troops. That's mainstream news today. And just say, Alex Jones Show, call it. But see, the AI then is not going to let you call that show or not let you go to that. That's already happening. Hell, it's already deciding who lives and who dies, who gets health care. Why not? It's liberal. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, specifically. On, do you think the tide's turned? I can see it's turned. Doesn't mean we're winning the whole war, but humanity's really starting to wake up, and we should do something about this. We're going to talk with Dr. Nick Begich about all the things that are happening. You know, I saw it on Drudge. It's on InfoWars. He does print me that article about the troops to get implanted chips in them just to be part of the military. But people might want to know that. Because remember, we were all insane. That was never coming. That was never going to happen. But now it's here. And then I've got two video clips I haven't gotten to yet. Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe warns the Dems pushing Trump impeachment, you have to shoot to kill. We're going to explain what that means. I'm going to give you my take on that coming up. And then we're also going to get to this other Democrat congressman saying, oh, we will impeach Trump. In fact, let's just do that right now. Let's go ahead and play first the Democrat congressman. And, of course, that is Representative Al Green. He says, we'll impeach Trump if we win back the House. That's the plan. And we've got Tribe saying shoot to kill. Let's go ahead and play Al Green. Here it is.
Representative Green, if Democrats take back the House in November, what is the likelihood that Speaker Nancy Pelosi will bring up an impeachment charge?
I'll let Speaker Pelosi address her actions. But here is a point that I think is salient and one that ought to be referenced. Every member of the House is accorded the opportunity to bring up impeachment. This is not something that the Constitution has bestowed upon leadership. It's something that every member has the right and privilege of doing. So I'm not sure that there'll be members who are going to wait for someone else if that someone else, doesn't matter who it is declining to do it. We can all do it. And I think that there's a good likelihood that there will be articles of impeachment.
Have you heard directly from the minority leader about these efforts of yours, specifically to asking you to stop, asking you to hold back, anything along that line?
Well, I don't think you have to ask me whether I've heard. I think it's probably, if you've read publications, it's intuitively obvious to perhaps even the most casual observer that she and I are in different places on this. And I respect her position.
We have AI for 8 years, at least, killing tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers, veterans, just saying no health care. It's on record, death list. The government will investigate. Then they went, don't worry, we're going to put computers in all the VAs. They'll fix it. They're the ones killing everybody. Meanwhile, the U.S. military to spend £50 million on digital brain implants to create super soldiers. Where'd you first hear about that? But really what it creates is people that can wipe your memory. Yes, you'll be a super soldier now. It'll just turn off your inhibitions and stuff, so you'll end up having heart attacks and break your back and everything. And then, of course, you'll just wipe your memories after we're done. That's all admitted as well. But it's okay. It's liberal. We don't need men anyways. We're getting rid of humans in combat. That's part of the sabotage they're doing right now. Then we've got Tribe, who's part of the clip, Shoot to Kill. He's saying, oh, we want to get rid of him, but we don't want to go after something petty that's fraudulent. We want to find something real. Here it is.
And if the evidence that Robert Mueller is collecting forms a kind of compelling case that a overwhelming bipartisan majority of the American people find convincing that this guy is just too dangerous to keep in power, then we do have the emergency power of impeachment available. But it will be available only if we don't use it loosely and kind of ring the bell every time something looks amiss. You can't be the boy who cried wolf and expect to have...
Then he says shoot to kill. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There was a broadcast coming out of the New World Order, a psychic transmission. It would say, I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. I want to kill you. I hate you. I'm going to kill you. I hate you. And that's what it is. Coming up, Dr. Nick Megich. Mainstream news, brain chips, Artie and the troops. I have some family that's now out of the military, and he was at a Fort Sam Houston University for an officer's deal, and they said, this is like 15 years ago, everybody's going to start getting chips in the officer corps. And then we're going to have volunteers. We're going to get brain chips. He told me about it, and I didn't even say who he was. I just said family. He got in big trouble and then didn't get a promotion over it and said, yes, I told you that, but I'm never talking to you again about the military. But, I mean, who cares if you didn't get a promotion? You told me you're in the meeting with like a 1,000 officers or whatever. They're talking about putting brain chips in everybody. Mainstream news today. You like that? And who programs these things? Yeah. The Southern Poverty Law Center, George Soros, and the ADL are, and the Atlantic Council are all in Facebook, Google, and Twitter. It's in the news today, running everything. They're already programming it. So I guess George Soros and I guess Madame Blavatsky and Aleister Crowleyites, I guess they'll decide what you're programmed with. Because that's who's running stuff now. Hollywood's going to run your brain chip, I guess. You just can't turn it off. Think about that. I just did like 4 segments on this subject, but it's just insane. It's totally insane, and it's really happening. I'm sorry. The doctor doesn't decide what treatment you get. The Thomas IBM computer does. And then if you have a memory and even know how sick that is, that's the guy that ran the death camps and the machines. It's if we put up with this, we deserve it, okay? I mean, that's all I'm saying. Okay, Steve, Phil, Roland, Javon, Josh, and others, we're going to go to you here in just milliseconds. Who should we go to first? Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Georgia, then we'll go to a bunch of other callers. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, Alex, honored to speak with you. I really appreciate this. Hey, real briefly, a number of years ago, I was asked to give some speeches about economic development, and I couldn't believe how I was attacked because apparently I hit a nerve. It was basically energy over manufacturing, but the interesting part was how I was attacked. I was attacked multiple times in audits. I got audited like 4 times in a row. That's when I started listening to you. And it wasn't until that period of time when I figured out that, oh, my God, it's really the Republicans trading me out, you know. Anyway, I love your show, and I love how accurate you are. I'm happy to speak with you. I was former military myself, and I appreciate what you're saying about this. I totally agree with you.
Well, obviously, the old Republicans are just the same branch of the Democrats. They're globalists. With Trump, I think we're seeing a real attempt to drain the swamp now, and it's accelerating, and they're panicking. But look, the veterans are already the target of the globalists because they want automatons. They want machines to carry out their bidding, not men and women that they're threatened by who at least have courage to fight. But what do you make of the IBM eugenics computer already in control of the VA?
Well, it's not hard for me to believe. You know, it's the same sickness they have everywhere. They take control. They don't want people thinking, but they don't want anybody actually engaged in, you know, in ethics.
They want to take the thinking process out of a rancher, a police officer, a factory worker, a teacher, a military officer. They want everybody to be centrally programmed so no one can question. It is pure evil. God bless you, Phil. We're going to go to more calls here right now. Let's talk to Roland in Texas. You're on the air. Thanks for calling, Roland.
It's a pleasure to be online with you. Love your show. Been at it for years listening to you. Real quick, briefly, so I just opened up a Twitter account. Added everybody on your list as followers from InfoWars, from the top to the bottom. After, I would say, an hour when I had time, I started to retweet everything that y'all were saying. And once I retweeted everything, I ended up getting a message saying that I was blocked, I guess, for behavior violations. Now, I don't know if that means anything. I felt it was a whistleblower.
No, that's bad behavior. You tried to communicate with people. Look, they have a Chinese social score. They celebrated today by blocking 11 million flights. So, I mean, that this is the total mark of the beast, tracking everything you do. And Apple has moved to China. They've given them all the codes to your computers, all the codes to the cloud. And they said, well, of course, that's what you do in China. They're now tax exempt. They're good liberal billionaires. They pay no tax, and they have slave workers at Foxconn laboratories. And if anybody criticizes it, well, they can't get a job or eat, and they starve to death. Isn't that liberal? It's so liberal. But thank God Starbucks can let homeless people sleep in the bathroom. That's real freedom. And five-year-olds can be taught how to cut their genitals off. And little girls can be taught how to commit suicide. And we can have this anti-female movement of weird devil worshippers that go shoot kids up at schools. I mean, it's just Satanism. It's mental illness, pure evil, mark of the beast. It's here. Brain chips in the troops, AI computers deciding who lives and dies. It's insane.
I agree.
And I'm the weirdo because I saw it coming. And I'm freaking out about it because I believe in people. And the globalists just keep going. I haven't talked to them in probably 8-9 years. I have off-record discussions with some of them. And they just go, Alex, you're never going to help them. Just join us. Just help your family. Just join us. I don't want to be around you people. I've been around you. You're super evil. I feel empty around you. You're bad. So, I mean, I'm between a rock and a hard place. You got the dumbed-down public being literally brainwashed and slowly killed. You've got psycho-globalists with their weaponized Hollywood. They got AI computers already killing people all over the world, and we're just, it's incredible. But again, they're not like all metal like the Terminator, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, shooting people. It's all liberal. Oh, liberal. The computer says bye-bye. Isn't that trendy?
That's crazy.
Oh, but they sold to the liberals like, oh, if somebody's 95 and can't be kept alive, we won't keep them alive. That's totally reasonable. And then it's like, sorry, you don't get that cancer removed that's totally operable because you're 55. Oh, sorry, little girl. We're going to chop your leg off instead of giving you a $5,000 surgery. Liberal, 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 liberal. You're not racist, are you? Liberal, 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 liberal. You know, don't worry. We're not going to say mother and father. We're free. We give you all these crazy made-up rights of a lunatic asylum. And it's all scientifically admitted. It's in all the documents, all the white papers, all the WikiLeaks, all the plans, my brother. It's all there. It's all there. The guy, Dr. Nick Begich, his dad's a famous congressman they killed. His brother, of course, is U.S. Senator, formerly. He was the guy that with the patents, where they had cell phone technology in the 50s that could control your mind. He broke it all down, and he's coming up next. God bless you. Roland, anything else?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say I'm praying for you, I'm praying for InfoWars, and God bless America. Also praying for Trump.
God bless you. Well, the good news is record low numbers of people taking vaccines in the U.S. just came out today. And the other news is record numbers of new diseases by the people been vaccinated. Take the measles shot, get the measles. Take the shingles shot, get the shingles. But wait, it gets better. Give it to your baby. Might have a convulsion. Might be autistic for life. A good soft kill. Or they might die outright. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide, and riding shotgun with us for the balance of this hour and the next, and we'll take some calls, is Dr. Nick Bagich, who trailblazed exposing the whole technocracy situation. So here are some of the mainstream headlines from Business Insider, Associated Press, Daily Mail, you name it, just this week. Government leaks files describing remote mind control, forced memory blanking using cell towers and cell phones. Government accidentally sends strange conspiracy theory files. U.S. military to spend 50 million pounds on digital brain implants to create super soldiers. Sunday Express. Continuing, Facebook and the Atlantic Council unite social media. This is intelligence agencies, foreign ones, working with Facebook to shut up Americans. And it just continues on from there. I've got a big stack of news here about wiping memories in snails. I've got a big stack of news here dealing with how IBM computers and other AI systems are already in place deciding who lives and dies, and they're programmed by government and the insurance companies, where if you're politically a patriot, veterans have noticed they're not given treatment, but if you're a globalist, you get it. Well, that's the Chinese social score. It's going global with your health care, with your ID, with your digital number. India has it. Canada's got it. It's coming in here. You can't travel. You can't get on planes. You can't get a job. You can't live. When you go in for health care, the AI says you don't get health care. In fact, they won't even tell you what's wrong with you. And notice they're doing it first, the National Health Service in England and the VA. Wherever they've got government management, and it's IBM Thomas Computer. I spent much of the last few hours on that. It is unbelievable news. It is so incredibly important that everybody be aware of that and understand it all. We're going to get into this with Dr. Nick Begich, the 5G, all of it, with the guy that first exposed it all from the open source, U.S. Patent Office and University DARPA documents. But when Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex, before that, we should do an intro or promo with this, we play all the time. He said, "We beware of a technological elite taking control of the country and then using the military-industrial complex for total control." So that's the huge news here. And then we've got other big news. I'm glad a caller called in about this. We'll go to them soon. At UM commencement, Al Gore urges graduates to reclaim the integrity of American democracy. But the real headline, we got to get a story on this out right now against Drudge. He said that the American experiment with the Trump administration should, like some scientific ventures, be terminated early for ethical reasons. So he's saying abort the president. Is what that statement is. So I wanted to spend a few minutes in this segment and get into all the technical stuff for the rest of the broadcast with Nick Begich and your calls, because his dad was a famous congressman that died very mysteriously in a plane crash for fighting the system. And then his brother has also been a U.S. senator. But everybody knows Nick Begich for being a scientist. I'm not going to go through all his degrees and his background and all his best-selling books, exposing atmospheric manipulation, HARP, and the thousands of patents. And he says, Alex, don't worry about the chemicals in the water. That's bad enough. It's the electromagnetic manipulation, and now it's being admitted. So this is being deployed against us. So he joins us now. But I wanted to ask him first, as a smart political brain, what he makes of Trump, his report card. I think he's starting to break the back so far of the swamp, beginning to drain it as all the revelations of illegal spying come out. I still think we're not out of the woods, but I think that people need to stay the course, because I really see signs that Trump is strengthening and the globalists and their whole plan are weakening, and that humanity might have some hope, not just through Trump, but through all the nationalists and populists in your work, understanding there's a breakaway civilization, there's a technocracy, there is a system that is breaking away from us, and it doesn't want us to be involved in it. But if we're involved in it and just study it, then we can take control of it for the betterment of humanity, just like they didn't want global government being debated. They would say just 5 years ago didn't exist still when you and I covered it, and you know, you would be on with Art Bell or George Norrie. We'd get attacked for it. But now it's all out in the open. So I see that we've made giant leaps from where we were. And even though it seems like things are really bad now, if you look at how far we've come, I think we've come far enough in the awakening process that if we just keep pushing, it's going to get easier and easier and easier as we go. I think we've reached the top of the hill. If humanity recognizes the chance and grabs at it, what do you say, Dr. Nick Begich of Earth Pulse?
I think it's true. You know, the fact of the matter is, you know, if the public now recognizes the power that they actually have in this equation for making change, for doing it differently, we have that opportunity right now. I mean, over 25 years ago, I started talking about this stuff and sort of where the trends were headed. And we are there. Unfortunately, we're like at 5 minutes to midnight once again, which seems to be always the case in American politics. We always wait sort of to the last minute. Now, when I look at sort of the conditioning and what's happening, you mentioned the social scoring that China is now doing. That really is a part of the whole system right now across the globe. When you look at what China is doing, and then you look at their next door neighbor, India, in terms of facial recognition, fingerprints, I mean, all of the biometrics that are being instituted now just to get plugged into their banking system and into their system of social services, voting, etc. You know, and they've done most of it. I mean, I think it's 1.1 billion people already, and more to come. The whole shift is more towards the elite. In fact, I have this conversation often with a lot of people. I don't think Trump is part of that elite. I think all of us know that. And there's a lot of people who would like to see him go. But look at the scorecard. Lowest unemployment, highest stock market. People are coming to the tables talking to America again. The trade agreements are out and being revitalized in America's interests. And I think the approach is certainly radically different than the past, and radically different is what America needed and what American citizens voted for. And we have it. And let's see what happens. In terms of the control aspect, social media has been in the news. It was engineered from the very beginning to have one purpose, and that is to move public opinion and control the culture. I mean, when you look at media across the board, people say, oh, it doesn't have such an effect. Yes, it does. It is.
And they act like it's a scandal when Trump and people do some public scraping just to reach out to folks, when that's like first grade math compared to quantum mechanics with what Facebook and the Democrats have been openly doing. It's such a joke when they go, we didn't know there was social engineering. Gee, how evil. They contacted people on Facebook that were public databases. How terrible. We need to control this, which means putting everybody that's a libertarian, a conservative, you name it, a pro-human person into an electronic gulag.
Right. And you look at, you know, you're talking about putting spies in someone's campaign. This is exactly what was happening in the 1960s and early 70s here in the U.S. under the Hoover FBI, who was blackmailing half the Congress, you know, really pushing a lot from that dark side of government. And it was Hale Boggs strongly opposing him up until the point in which he was finally out of there, out of the FBI. But the institution still had the same rot, the same structure, the same internal, you know, sort of culture that had evolved under Hoover. That did not change. I don't think it's changed today. The idea that it's a political arm. Think about this. We hear all this saber rattling about, for instance, intellectual property rights in China, as an example. But, you know, right here in the U.S., they don't defend our intellectual property rights whatsoever. They tell us to go to civil court. Unless you're Lucasfilms or Microsoft or someone like this, who's paying the money to run the government and to do the trade-offs, they get the laws enforced selectively for them. This is the nature of the 21st century. It is for the elites. It's no longer for you and I. And that's what's changed. Dramatically.
That's right. Dr. Nick Megan, stay there. EarthPulse.com. Powerful information straight ahead.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have some of the most amazing news ever. This has gotten no attention, but a caller called in and pointed it out to us. We're going to be going to Josh in a minute. We've got Dr. Nick Baggett here with us. This is insane. At a college commencement, we'll put the article on screen, please. At a college commencement at UM commencement, Al Gore urges graduates to reclaim the integrity of American democracy. No, that's not the headline. He says, when asked about Trump, we need to exterminate him for ethical reasons. We're going to play the clip. One of the questioners, students, says, isn't Trump like chemotherapy to kill the cancer of the swamp or whatever? He goes, no, it's like something you need to abort. So this is next level. You got this other professor we played earlier saying that we need to shoot to kill on the president. You had another reporter a few days ago put crosshairs on him and then removed it. This is the call to violence we continue to see. So here is Al Gore, the man that claimed he invented the internet decades after it was actually invented, the man that said that the oceans would have already flooded New York by 2013. Here is Al Gore making his really not veiled threat to abort the president. Here it is.
As one of his supporters put it on television, he said, the way I look at it, Donald Trump is chemotherapy for America. Well, in medicine and in science, some experiments are terminated early for ethical reasons.
Look at the politically correct cult they've created.
I don't know that that will be the case, and I do not predict it. But I do know that whether you are a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, the salvation of our democracy for those who support Trump or oppose Trump or those who want other candidates or not, the salvation of our democracy is with the American people and most especially with your generation.
Now, we're going to have Dr. Nick Begich with us throughout the entire next hour. We're going to get specifically into the high-tech grid, the geoengineering, the 5G, the admissions it's causing massive cancer, and the big end game of this whole thing. So he'll be with us. We're taking your calls right now, and Dr. Nick Begich is riding shotgun with us. I'm about to go to Josh, who pointed this out to us. This is a sickening statement to the response of someone saying, again, well, Trump's like chemotherapy. I still think it's a bad analogy. He's more like vitamin C. And you see things turning around, as you said earlier, under Trump, and then the vitriol from the deep state as they get outed for all the crimes they've committed and all the illegal things they've done, they are really going into panic mode. And I can tell you this, Dr. Begich, from talking to the president quite a few times and knowing people that know him really, really well, he's not a fake when he likes churches and likes Christians, but he says it like this: I really like the energy. It really feels good. I like black churches. I like, you know, evangelical churches. I like people laying their hands on me. I can feel it. And so he likes energy. I mean, I don't want to be new agey about it, but the president is pro-life, and then he doesn't want stagnation. He doesn't want us to not produce and move forward. He said in his inaugural speech, I want to unlock the secrets of the universe. I want to turn humanity loose. He said a few weeks ago, I want planetary victory for humanity, talking about North Korea. The globalists claim they want this big one world of love, but they're creating one world of discord and evil. Trump is the anti-New World Order guy in that he's just pragmatic and likes nice things. And he doesn't feel good when people are poor and under him. That makes him feel bad, because I've studied Trump now. I understand what makes him tick. So he's the anti-austerity president. Doesn't mean he's perfect? No. And he's a throwback in some ways. But he is pro-human, and I think that's why they hate him. Dr. Begich.
Well, I think that's part of it, and the fact that, you know, whether you like Donald Trump or not, he ran authentically. This is the difference. And I said this to a lot of people, is what America wanted was authenticity. And, yeah, I mean, in terms of character issues and all of that, yeah, we get it. But at the same time, we have a guy that is radically different, and I think we needed it. I think America needed a shock, and Donald Trump is that shock. And I think what he's done is reawaken in Americans an interest in participating on both sides. And now this is the challenge for this generation. It's not the challenge to participate. It's the challenge to do it in the spirit of the Founding Fathers, which is to have that lively debate, to have that focused debate that raises the temperature in the country. But the level of hate coming from the left and segments of the right is fundamentally wrong. And we need to recognize the respect our Founding Fathers had for divergent of opinions, to the point of making it such a foundational part of the country, because we ought to be able to look at each other, not in a tolerant way, because I consider tolerance, that concept, actually a violent act. And let me explain that for a second. Violent to yourself because you withhold your own truth to be politically correct. Now, what I believe is something a little bit different. I think we should embrace the idea that we may find our opponent in a conversation's ideas repugnant, but we should embrace their right to have them and express them, and we should listen and be respectful.
And that's a classical liberal idea that built the country, not the modern authoritarian liberal. But when you have the big corporations, the big foreign banks, the communist Chinese at Davos saying, we'll crush America, the head of Twitter saying, we'll crush conservatives, which just means anybody they disagree with. I know you don't consider yourself a conservative. I consider myself just a common sense, pro-human renaissance person, as you do as well. We're friends. We've been out to dinner many times. Over the last 20 years, we've known each other. And so we're on that real page there. The globalists are anti-Renaissance, and I think they realize that Trump is a pro-Renaissance guy, even in his own kind of strongman vein. And that's why I think at an energetic level, his energy is so different from theirs. That's why they're so horrified.
They are. And, you know, I just went to my mom's 80th birthday this last weekend in Anchorage with a whole variety of people from Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, and my family has lively discussion, believe me. And here's the thing. We have these discussions with my brothers and sisters, looking each other in the eye, lively, emotional, charged, but we are respectful. And when we leave, we embrace each other as brothers and sisters the way this nation should, recognizing our differences, recognizing that the context...
No, I totally agree. What I'm saying is this whole constellation of corporate power and universities trying to break the back of free speech worldwide, I think it's going to backfire. What do you think?
I think so, too. In fact, I would say even more than that. It's an opportunity right now to begin to take it back. What they've sliced away from us one bite at a time is time to get it back. And think about the Internet right now and what's happening there. The idea of using the data against you to manipulate you, which is what is exactly happening by government and corporations. This data belongs to us. This is our digital doorway. This is the digital doorway into our homes in the 21st century. If our founding fathers were here today, they'd be fighting for protection of the new elites kicking in our doorways. Kicking in our digital door.
And I know you've advised the EU on this, and they've even passed laws, which I think are good overall, but I see them being selectively enforced against small companies, not big ones. But these new EU laws, I know you advised the Parliament many times, are coming in telling big data that if we demand our data be destroyed or not used, they have to do it. But I don't see Google, Facebook, or Twitter. I mean, we're already complying with the EU rules here. I don't usually apply with stuff, but I'm complying with them because I think they're right. But I know you advised them on that.
Indeed we did. And this is almost 16 years ago. Now, I tell you something else on this, is I think it shouldn't be a situation of we opt in or opt out. I think it should be illegal for them to do it.
No, I agree, because they built the very architecture where the Internet spies, period.
Yeah, I mean, where they just have no permission that they can get from us.
And let's explain something. I've had all these top engineers and hackers on. The way they built the web made it have Swiss cheese and not be secure. I've had William Binney, former head of the NSA, you name it on. They built the damn thing to be spied on, which makes it not work right. It should be built to be secure and privacy-based.
That's exactly right, which means we have to change it fundamentally, structurally, from the ground up to not be a marketing and manipulation tool, but to truly be the international library.
And by the way, they've had Sean Parker of Facebook and all of them come out and say word for word what you said. It's to manipulate dopamine, that these things are mind control engines. We'll be back with Nick Megich and your call. Stay with us.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Over a year in the...